Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and I am back. It is Thursday. I was off visiting family yesterday, so had to take a break. And, yes, didn't get back in time. So I'm here today, and the theme of today's show is really about messages. Now, messages, where do messages come from, right? Where do messages come from? I was thinking a little bit about, you know, a lot of people call in, and I've done psychic work for a long time, or intuitive work, or actually I have a channel. So I let myself open up to what spirit has to say, my spirit guides, Jay and my spirit family, and what they have to say to you about whatever subject. I know most people want predictions, but that's only a small part of what an intuitive does, what a psychic, a channel. It's more about reading you. It's more about you, what's going on with you, what are your fears, what do you want to do with your life? It's how do you want to manifest? What do you want to manifest in your life? Or what do you want to change? Is it love? Is it a job? Is it, what is it that you want? That's a good question, isn't it? What do you want in life? So that's where kind of my focus is lately with people is, okay, let's create abundance in your life. And abundance can be a lot of different things. I'm going to give a class on abundance. I'm kind of theming this whole thing around abundance lately because that's really important. Now, abundance could be money, right? Or abundance could be a career and opportunities for a career and a job, right? Where abundance could be a lot of relationships and love, or abundant in friendships and abundant in a lot of things. So abundance can mean a whole bunch of things. You know, better family members, better relationships. I'm abundant in my love life, right? So that's what abundance is. And when you're abundant, when you're doing well, you feel good. So I have some articles. Instead of getting into all that, you know, rattling on and on about abundance, which I'm going to talk more about, let me give you an Abraham quote. And I have a couple quotes that I kind of would like to theme the show around today. And then we'll get into some articles. And if you want to call, and if you have questions for those who have passed, your dead relatives, or you want to delve into a past life a little bit, which would help you a little bit more about getting what you want in this life, because it's all about getting what you want, getting what you want in life. And so many of us, and I throw my hands up, both hands in the air, and go, yeah, at times I don't seem to get what I want. What's wrong with me? How come, you know, if the universe, you know, promises, or God promises us stuff, how come we don't get it, things in our lives? And so we get frustrated. Why? What's wrong with me? Why am I different than that guy down the street that seems to flow in money and relationships, and he has somebody on every arm, and how come me? How come not me? Or the woman, you know, how come she's doing so well and I'm not? How come my neighbors? You know, is it all about education? Not necessarily. Is it all about status? Not necessarily. Okay? So let me get into the Abraham quote. So if you want to call in, if you want to listen. You know, and I've been thinking about, oh, let me do the quote, and we'll get into the rest of that stuff in a moment. In a moment, momentarily, we'll get into that. Okay, the Abraham quote. February 25th. Can you believe that February is almost over? Wow. We're into March soon. Amazing, huh? Time moves along so quickly. This is taken from a workshop in Boca Raton, Florida on January 18th, 2014. And if you're not familiar with the Abraham material, you might be familiar with The Secret, the book, the movie. And actually, the book and the movie are based on the Abraham material. Okay. Abraham being a non-group of non-physical entities. I got, my allergies are driving me crazy today. A group of non-physical entities that present their material through Esther Hicks. And I've listened to Abraham for the last 10 years or more, right? Probably. Yes. You know, and Esther talks about how that Abraham gives her blocks of thought. And then she translates that into words so that you can understand what the blocks of thoughts are. Okay, I got my water nearby because if I start coughing or hacking or whatever. Okay, You cannot be in a steady feeling of poverty and allow abundance. Let me read that again. I'm going to go through this really slowly because this is like where the theme of this show came from today, about abundance. You cannot be in a steady stream of feeling poverty and allow abundance. These two vibrations don't go together. You got to find the vibration of abundance. That's a challenge, isn't it? Finding the vibration of abundance. Humans often say, how can I find the vibration of abundance when I'm standing in a vacuum where no abundance exists? Yeah, you're down and out. You haven't got a buck to your name. You know, well, not that's extreme, but you know what I mean. You want abundance, but you're sitting there going, wow, look at all these bills I got, and I just don't have the money to cover it, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I just don't have the money, right? So that's what they're talking about. And we say, you got to use the power of your mind. Okay? You've got to find a way to offer a vibration that matches abundance before abundance can flow into your experience. Isn't that kind of like a catch-22? I'll finish the quote in a minute, but it's like a catch-22 in some ways, isn't it? Oh, you got to feel abundant to be abundant, and you got to have that attitude and a vibration of abundant, but you're not abundant, so it's hard to get to abundant. You know, like really, seriously. Okay, so you have to feel your way and want to live. You have to feel the way you want to live. In other words, you've got to be happy even in the absence of what you want. In time, your desire will come. So that's the key. They didn't leave you without, oh, well, too bad, you know, your vibration's off, too bad, you can't make it, right? They said, you have to feel your way to live. In other words, you've got to be happy even in the absence of what you want. So the key is happiness, feeling good, getting to a place of feeling good even if you don't have what you want. That's the challenge, right? That's the challenge. How do you feel good? One way is to start appreciating things in your life. Well, I see I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just work a little bit more on setting up the show. We're talking about abundance again and how to get there. Remember, it's about how to get there. But so you got to feel good. You got to find ways to feel good. And one way is appreciation. But we'll, like another quote, and this is from Mike Dooley. And it's on the same. Today, everything kind of fell together as to quotes and statements and the ideas. And they're kind of cool. So Mike Dooley, who wrote, who was in The Secret and did some other things, he wrote a book called, what was the book he wrote? The 10 Things That Dead People Want to Tell You. Okay, which is kind of along this line. So that he writes these notes as a note from the universe, as if the universe is communicating with us. I've quoted Mike before, so being a little redundant here. Struggling, trying to physically manipulate the circumstances of one's life reveals a misunderstanding of those circumstances we've actually created. For the focus placed on them doing the during the struggle, it actually serves to keep them from changing. Okay, let me read that again. Let me go back through it again. That's a really important point. And for the focus placed on them during the struggle. So if you're focusing on the circumstances, you're focusing on your as it is right now. What it is right now, and this, oh, I don't have any money. Oh, boy, did I go, well, I make a mistake about that job, or I did something. You know, that's focusing on, and that's keeping you from getting the changes. That's the hardest thing for people to realize, and I know. I'm there. I understand that one, too, because we like to go over and over and over our problems. We like to repeat our problems over and over. Acceptance. Okay, Mike says, acceptance, on the other hand, reveals an understanding that today's circumstances arose from yesterday's focus, encouraging introspection and fueling new thought, actually serving to hasten change. So it's realizing that I can't focus on yesterday's thoughts. I can't focus on the problem. I can focus on the solution I want. And then going back to the Abraham quote, what's that all about? it's changing her vibration by not focusing on the problem. That's kind of contrary to what we do here, is in the sense of people have problems and they call in about a problem and they want to talk about their problems. And the key to is to let it go. Stop talking about your problems. Stop talking about everybody at the bus stop about your problems and all your relatives and all your friends. Woe is me. And really important is to focus on what you want. Be happy. I have an article on being happy, 27 things that keep us from being happy. And they're kind of tied in here really closely. And some really great articles today about this whole subject. Let me take a call. And hopefully we're about how and not when. Hello.
Hi, George. I was just listening. I couldn't tune in to the online webpage,
okay,
so I have to dial in. Thank you. You can put me back on hold.
I will. Have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye
thank
now.
You.
Okay, just listening. Well, that's a good thing. It's always good to know that people are listening. Okay, so what was I going to talk about? I have an article. It's all kind of falling together today. 27 common things that prevent our happiness. That seems kind of overwhelming when you think of 27 things. There are probably a lot more than this 27. But so if we go back to the Abraham material that I spoke of, if you want to get to that vibration of what you want, you have to change your vibration. And so you change your vibration by being happy. Now, happiness, I believe, and I really understand it this way. Happiness is our natural state of being. The only time we're not happy, well, let's take my granddaughter, who's 8 months old, right? When she's fed and dry and feeling good, not physically sick, she's happy, right? So things keep her from being happy. She doesn't have to reach for happiness. Happiness is the normal part of it. But when she's hungry or tired or not feeling quite well, she's not happy. So we're the same way. When you strip away all of the factors that keep us from being happy, we are happy by nature. Okay, so let's go through these 27 things. I'm not going to get into the little intro thing that they talk about here. Forgetting your inherent worth. Think about that. That's a good word, a good expression. Forgetting your inherent worth. Your worth is not contingent on external factors like your titles, relationship status, financial situation, or career. These are just real. Oh, I should forgot. This is from beliefnet.com. And this is Elsa Gorman is a freelance writer and happiness teacher. I like that, happiness teacher. What a great title, okay? They are just roles you play in life. As a human being, you are inherently worthwhile and whole. Okay, and so if you want to go to this lady's website, it's called notesonbliss.com. Notesonbliss.com. Spell that exactly that way, notesonbliss.com, and you'll find it. So give her a little credit for writing this article. So I'll go back to the article. These are just roles you play in life, whether it be your financial role, your partnership role. God didn't send you here to be unhappy. You didn't come into this life to be unhappy. You just allowed circumstances to keep you from being happy. Your happiness is your natural state of being. So you have to remember, you came here with a purpose. You came here with gifts and skills to develop. You're just not an amoeba that came here with no abilities and no talent. You learn really early in childhood, wow, I'm good at this. I'm really good at this, whatever it might be. You start to develop whatever you're good at. Wow, I'm really good at math. I'm really good at music. I'm really good at building things. I'm really good at sports. I'm really good at this. I'm really good at that. And your parents, hopefully, encourage you to develop that ability. But you didn't come here empty. You came here with something to develop. So you forget your inherent worth. Okay, so you forget that you really did come here with abilities and talents and a sense of purpose in life. Worrying about the future is the next one. Ooh, that's a big one, right? I'll check back if anybody wants to talk to me. I'll be back there in a minute. I just want to go through a couple of these, and we'll talk a little bit more about what keeps us from being happy. Worrying about the future. When you worry about what might go wrong in your life, you're creating your own personal hell in an otherwise peaceful and beautiful present moment. They have a picture of two people sitting at the beach watching a beautiful sunset over the ocean. Now, that's really beautiful, and that's something to really appreciate and really love to be there. Now, if they're sitting about, well, you know, tomorrow I got to go back to work, and it's going to be such a struggle, and, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, and you know what? I got to pay these bills, and I don't know where the money's coming from. Worrying about the future. Let the future take care of itself. Let the universe solve that problem for you about the future. Let the universe, let God, let spirit, let your higher self solve those problems. Okay, so worrying about the future doesn't solve the problem. Next one, comparison. Mark Twain once said, comparison is the death of joy. You like that? Comparison is the death of joy. Instead of comparing yourself to other people or comparing every restaurant and romantic partner and coffee and holiday you've ever experienced, except that things are different, and remember, diversity and contrast make life interesting. You compare yourself to other people. Well, they've got a different mission than you do. They came in with different talents. Their circumstances are different than yours. You can't compare yourself to other people, or comparing people and restaurants and, well, Let's just leave it at comparing yourself to other people. Okay? Doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. Because they are different than you are. So what are we going? Okay. Just want to check back, see if anybody wants to talk. If you have any comments on any of this, I'd love to hear it. Love to hear what you have to say on the subject. So let's get back to 27 things that prevent our happiness. Lack of gratitude, and I call it appreciation, gratitude, very similar words. We've become so focused on what we don't have, and we forget to notice what we do have. Pause and appreciate all of the love, beauty, and abundance and blessings already in your life, and you may be surprised to realize you were rich beyond measure. So get a piece of paper. Think about, do rants of appreciation as in the Abraham material would do. And that's how you get that vibration up, is starting to appreciate things in your life. And also you can go into appreciate things that you don't have yet, but you want. I appreciate travel. I love to travel. Traveling is so much fun. I get my map out, and this is where I want to go, and this is, I watch the travel logs, and not in a depressed, but, oh, wow, this would really appreciate going to this place and that place. And that, now, I got a problem with that, and the problem, you turn over to the universe and say, okay, get me there. I want to go there. I command you to lead me there. I want to go to these places. I'm not going to worry about the money. It's going to come. You get me there. Maybe you'll win a trip. Really? Maybe you'll win a trip. Maybe you'll get a job in one of these beautiful places that you want to go to. So the outcome and how it's going to come about is not as important as the appreciation of what you want. You get that one? The outcome of how it's going to come about is not as important as the appreciation of what you want. Ignoring our heart and intuition. Most people, life a life others expect of them. No, it should be live. Most people live a life others expect of them. They wrote that wrong. Okay. Not a life that is true to themselves. It's the top regret of the dying, having the courage to follow your heart song and trust your intuition. It's your most dependable guide. Now, I was reading an article the other day, and I was looking up the mindsets and the attitudes of a millionaire. If people who are very successful financially. And that came up really strong in that, was the fact that people who follow their bliss, people who follow their heart song, people who live their passion are successful. Keeps us from being happy is doing things that other people want us to do, or settling for a job that we don't like because I got to pay my bills. I know you got to pay your bills, but your higher self knows what you really want to do, and you got to turn it over. Even if you're in a job you don't like, even if you want to be a millionaire, you got to turn it over. You got to say to yourself, okay, this is my heart song. This is what I want to do. Okay, God, get me there. I command you to get me there. I want to get there. It might take some time, but I want to get there. This is what I want to be doing. This is what my heart is telling me to do. This is what my soul is telling me to do. This is what feels blissful to me to be doing. I want to get there. And you'll get there. But stay focused on the getting there. What it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to be like, okay? Being ruled by our ego. Let me check. Before I get into that one, I'll check back. Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's get back to the thing about ruled by our ego. Our ego is your social mask and image you have of yourself. It's, some people call it the false personality, right? Or the human personality that you've developed over the years. Sometimes it's very much misaligned with your higher self, the internal part of yourself. It's an insecure and easily bruised by life's events and other people's opinions. Learning to tap into your soul, your eternal essence, who you really are underneath all the labels. Unlike your ego, your soul is unconditionally loving, strong, wise, and enduring. Now that's a big deal here. Well, this is really important for all of us. And I put me in the us. I'm not trying to leave myself out of this, kind of like, I do this partly because I learn for my own growth. By doing this show and helping other people, it helps me. So that's one of the real benefits of doing this, is I can look at myself and go, ooh, am I being ruled by my ego? Or am I relying on the answers of my soul? I have a little mantra on my mirror that says, today I will listen to the guidance of my higher self. I will listen to what my higher self wants me to do today. And that's why meditation is very important, to get to that quiet place of your higher self, your soul, to listen to the guidance there. So instead of being ruled by your ego, which is a survival mechanism, and sometimes surviving is not thriving, right? Surviving is not thriving. Okay, so next point, comfort zones. We hold ourselves back from taking risks and going after our dreams because we feel secure, but also that can mean unhappy in the certainty of our current life. How many people do that? It's done all the time. We forget that even our secure circumstances could change at any moment. So in many ways, we are not more secure than in the known than in the unknown. Taking changes, pursuing your heart, pursuing is the unknown. And the point here is, we never know what's going to happen in the known. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow with your job or whatever is going to happen with you. So seek the things, get out of your comfort zone, turn it over and say, okay, God, how do I get there? This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And show me how to do it, right? Doesn't that come down to that? Living in our heads, which is a very similar thought, isn't it? Living in our heads. We spend so much time living in our heads instead of being present in the moment. If you catch your mind drifting into problem-solving or worrying mode, try bringing it back to the present moment by taking a few deep breaths and feeling the sensations throughout your body. The key point here, and I think it's really cool about this, and this is really a great article to go over, because we're talking about manifesting whatever you want and creating abundance. And these are keys to creating abundance, aren't they? These are really cool keys to creating abundance because I'm just okay. So, because if you're sitting in problem solving, you're never going to solve the problem, or it's going to take a long time. So get away from the problem. Who said that you'll never solve the problem with the mindset that caused the problem? Unless you change, you'll never solve the problem. You'll never solve the problem with the mindset that created the problem. So give it over. Okay, I want to get out of this mindset. I want to go have some fun. Show me how to do it, God. Show me how to do this. Show me how to solve this problem, right? Holding on to resentment and anger. Ooh, isn't that a big one? Holding on to resentment and anger. When you refuse to let go of past grievances, practice forgiveness, you're only holding yourself hostage. As Buddha said, holding on to the anger is like grasping a lot of coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one that gets burnt. Hot coals. Oh, you'll throw the hot. Oh, man. You know, no. Forgiveness doesn't hurt. The lack of forgiveness does not hurt the other person. If you're not forgiving, you're just hurting yourself. You're lowering your vibration, for one. You're causing physical illness, for two. So get out of it. Get away from it. Stop doing that, okay? Prioritizing things that don't matter. Ooh, we all do that, don't we? Don't we all do that? Prioritizing things that don't matter. We spend so much time in the things that don't advance our dreams or make us feel fulfilled. Okay? Constantly checking our email or strolling through social media, looking at Facebook, watching kittens all day, right? Nah, there's nothing wrong with watching kittens, but does it dominate our life to be constantly, I'm pointing my fingers here, they're pointing back at me, save more of your time and energy for things that progress your life or really light you up? Okay, what makes you feel good? Looking for things that feel good or looking for things that get you to, and you can ask, okay, show me. I ask the universe to show me what to do. Show me something today. You know, that could be your little mantra. Show me today. Show me this afternoon. Show me something this evening that will get me closer to my goals, to my dreams. Show me something to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to sit here and look at kittens unless you show me something to do. And the universe will respond. You'll get some kind of response to go do it. Do something else. Somebody will call you. Something will come up for reading that gets you focused back on where you want to go and get you off the things that don't really matter. Don't really matter. I don't know if we're going to get through all of these today. If we don't, we'll get back to them tomorrow. Okay? Negativity. Big one, big one. Ooh, giant one. Huge monster problem. Ooh, vibrational thing, you know? Keeps you from being happy. Happy is doing what you want to be doing. Happy feeling happy is getting and stripping away all of these things and doing what you love to do, and then you stay in the state of happiness. The world is a reflection of your dominant thoughts and feelings. You believe that? If you constantly focus on your problems, struggles, and worries, you will perpetuate the same circumstances again and again. If you start to think in positive terms, you will experience more positive results. Duh! Very simple, right? Very simple. Very complete. Very simple. Isn't that the way it is? Resisting the present moment. Here we go again. Back to the same thought. If you're not yet living your ideal life, make peace with the fact that while working towards your goals, if you struggle against each day, resenting each task you need to complete, it will drain all your energy, leaving nothing left in the tank for you to work towards your dreams. Somebody told me, and I'm not picking on any particular person, and I asked her about her job, and she's, I hate this. I'm tired of this. that's setting the tone. My immediate reaction, and I didn't talk to her about it because I didn't want to get into all that conversation, but my immediate reaction is with an attitude like that, with a lack of joy in what you're doing. Now, you can take any job, even if it seems like a struggle. You can look at it and go, this is a short-term job. I can live with it right now. I can make the best of it. I can find things in this job that I really enjoy doing, and I'm going to focus on what I really enjoy in this job. I can forgive my bosses. I can look for things in my bosses that I really appreciate and I respect about that person. Even if it's a really tiny thing, you can still find something about everybody. Your workmate, your boss, that guy down the street that drives you crazy. You can always find something good in somebody. So that's where your focus should be. Finding the good, appreciating something about somebody, even if they drive you absolutely crazy. Yeah, I know that one. Okay. Our interpretations and stories. We are meaning and making machines. We are meaning and making machines. And often we read meaning into situations that isn't really there. Oh boy, do we do that, huh? We assume people are unhappy with us and they're just tired. Somebody's frowning at us. Oh, they don't like me, right? Somebody's frowning. We personalize this stuff, right? We assume that we're being judged, criticized, or excluded when it isn't really the case. That's so human. We do that all the time, or some people don't. The next one. Okay, let's check back, see what you guys are doing. Okay. Let's move on to the next point, which I think is really, this is really important one. It keeps us from being happy and from being abundant, from creating whatever we want to create, right? Living in the past. If you cling too tightly to the past and relive the best moments over and over again, you may not be making room for new beautiful moments and joyful experience in your life. Oops. Well, so my phone's going crazy, but we'll do that to it. We'll get back to where we're going. Sometimes I forgot to put my cell phone on vibrate. Okay. Hello. Oh, Linda, can I call you back? I'm right in the middle of doing a radio show. I'll call you back. I didn't realize I answered. Yeah, I answer with my computer sometimes. I have everything Apple, so I'll call you back in a few minutes if that's okay. So the whole world got to listen to Linda. Oh, boy. Yes, so let's get back to what we're doing here. So I didn't know I could actually hit the accept button on my... See, I have this Apple thing. I have an iPhone, iPad, and then I have an iMac, which is kind of a cool thing, and actually calls go to my phone. My computer, which is kind of strange. I didn't think they did. Okay. I'm new to this world. So living in the past. Where are we at? Have faith that your life will continually unfold in new, wonderful ways. Now, I agree and disagree with this point. And what I don't agree with is sometimes when you're really in a funk and you want to raise your vibration, you really want to go back to things that are absolutely beautiful in your life. You want to carry those forward. That's something you want. You want that. You don't have to spend a lot of time about that beautiful vacation that you went on and how it was great and that great relationship and the great physical activities you had with somebody. You don't necessarily want to go over and over again, but you want to focus, okay, this is what I want for the future. I want something very similar to that. I want something that's absolutely beautiful, that feels good to me in the future also. Okay, moving right along. That was kind of interesting. My phone did that. Okay, right in the middle of it. Amazing. Okay, having no patience. To everyone, there is a season. Learn to trust in the divine timing more. Ooh. You know, in the Abraham material, it talks about, aligning all the cooperative components together to make things happen. You ask the universe for a partner. You ask the universe for something. You ask the universe for a job or something new or a new place to live or whatever. And let me finish this little, what they say here, but I can go on and on about this one. Believe that you are in the right place doing the right things at the right time. The alignment hasn't taken place yet. All the cooperative cooperative components have not aligned yet for you to get what you want. Some things just don't happen instantly. That person doesn't always instantly show up. Now, parking spots can, right? Parking spots can, and maybe a cup of coffee can, but some of the bigger ones take a little bit more time. So you need to stay focused and keep your vibration up and not get discouraged and down because, oh, it's never going to happen, hasn't happened yet. Why is it ever going to happen? I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Okay, next one. Moving right along. Got a few more of these. These are kind of fun, I think. Because these are really very, very strongly the principles of the law of attraction and the ways of keeping happy so that we can attract what we want. If we're happy, we're attracting. If we're happy, we're attracting. If we're happy, we're getting what we want. So that's what, and that goes back to the Abraham quote earlier. We all make mistakes and act in ways that don't reflect our highest self at times. Doesn't make us bad people. Forgive yourself, accept yourself, and remember that your actions are not who you are. Okay, guilt and shame, two different things. I mean, the definition of guilt and shame are really important. And you can feel guilty over something because you made a mistake. Okay, I made a mistake. I did something. My action was kind of bad. You know, I made a, you know, whatever I did, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I know better. I won't do it next time. Shame is, oh, I'm a bad person. I'm just really lousy, or, you know, when other people point that at you. So you got to be really careful. And this is a really big one. And I've been reading a lot about this lately. This whole idea, you can feel guilt. It's okay to feel guilt. You can let it go. Say, okay, I'm moving on. I learned my lesson. I was guilty, but I'm moving on. Shame is harder to move through because shame is saying that you're unworthy of a person. You're not a good person. We should never let anybody shame us because we're good people. We should never let people shame us because we are good people. They can make us feel guilty and realize, oh, yeah, I did that. I take responsibility for that actions and I'm going to do it differently next time. That's guilt. That's okay. You can have guilt. But shame, you have to let go because that's a personal attack. That's a personal attack on your character and who you are as a human being. And saying you're not worthy of living, basically. So you see the difference between guilt and shame. And you can point out guilt to somebody else and say, you know what, you should have done a better job. You really failed at that, you know, in nice ways. Not, I mean, that's a little harsh to say it that way, but you could have done that differently. That's guilt. That's okay. But say, you know, you're really a lousy human being. You're such a loser. You'll never make it in life. That's shame. And that hurts to the core. So be careful with the two words. Be really careful with those two words because they can mean a lot. And if you're feeling shame, it really keeps you from being happy. Guilt you can move through and move past and kind of go, okay, I'm going to let it go. I know I made a mistake because we all make mistakes from time to time, but I learned from it and I'm going to move through it. Okay, got it? I mean, I went off on that one, but I've been reading a lot about vulnerability because it's important to be vulnerable. It's important to put ourselves out there. But it's also important to know who will attempt to shame us if we're being vulnerable and who will just say, you know, you made a mistake. Okay, move on. Okay, waiting for the perfect moment's the next one. I just spent a lot of time on that one, didn't I? We put off our dreams until we feel ready and all the stars are aligned. And so we are left waiting year after year. You know, this is me, and I'm guilty of this one. I'm not a bad person, but I'm guilty of this one. Sometimes you have to jump and build your parachute on the way down. As the Zen proverb goes, leap and the net will appear. Leap and the net will appear. take those chances. Take those chances. Take those opportunities. Don't wait for the perfect time. Don't wait for this or that. You know, don't do it. And there's another expression, take that leap of faith and let the angels build your wings on the give you your wings on the way down. So depending on the universe, you know, that's expecting the universe to assist you, right? The universe will hand you the parachute on the way down. Don't worry about it. The universe will hand you your parachute on the way down. Limiting beliefs. Okay, limiting beliefs. I'm just checking back in my time here because I'm going to cover as much of this as possible. And if you have any of these beliefs, now this is really big, okay? We've collected a range of limiting beliefs from our childhood, the media and status quo. Beliefs like there is a single definition of success. There is such a thing as normal. And we are a certain kind of person. These unhelpful beliefs keep us trapped. Spend some time releasing and replacing them. Now, the key here is those limiting beliefs started when you were really young because you didn't have the capacity to filter those beliefs when you were really young. They just kind of dropped right into your subconscious and they stayed with you and you kind of amplified them as you got older and you went back to that limiting belief as you got older. So from my perspective, what you got to do is got to go to your subconscious mind and work with it. And that's where I work with people on. I do a meditation process which helps people to identify those limiting beliefs that are keeping you from being happy or achieving whatever you want and replacing them, writing over them. It's like a computer program. You're writing over the old program with a new program, a new belief that will help you get to where you want to be. Okay, so you get rid of those limiting beliefs, not by spending a lot of time on them, rehashing them and thinking about them. No, you identify it and you replace it. Identify and replace those old beliefs. And then once you do that, and once you shrink them down to nothing and put, that's how your brain works. That's how the connections in your brain works. You get a thought and you continue to repeat. It and you repeat it, it becomes a new connection. And the old connection shrivels up and goes away. So that's what a belief works like. Okay? Okay, next one. Checking back. I know I got a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll go one more. And we can finish these up tomorrow. These are really cool. Putting our happiness on hold. We put our happiness on hold until a day in the future when we're thinner, wealthier, more successful, or have tickled off a suitable number of life goals in life. You know how many people retire? Like, well, when I retire, I'll have enjoy my life. But right now, I'm going to struggle. You know, really, we're forgetting that the journey is all there ever is. So it's being happy in the journey. Happy in the journey. And if we can't learn to be happy today, it is unlikely that anything in the future will fill the void in our soul. Isn't that so important? Really, enjoying today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not the time when you retire, not the time when you get that new job or you fall into love with somebody brand new. Ooh, wow. That's not going to do it. The goal is to be happy now and to manifest. And by being happy now, you're manifesting what you want. You're able to manifest what you want by being happy in the present. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. It's all about now. So this has been fun, and I've had a great time doing this show, and I'm going to do more of these tomorrow. And this abundance thing is just really important. This is all about abundance. It really is. How do we create abundance? Be happy. Simple as that. Be happy. Put it out to the universe. This is what I want. Go be happy. Go play with your dog. Go on carnival rides. Go listen to some great music. Go make love with somebody. Just be happy. Just be happy in the moment. And get rid of those beliefs that say, oh, I can't be happy. I can't have fun. Well, I'm going to be back tomorrow. I love you guys. And I've had a lot of fun doing this today. And this is kind of what my class is going to be based on, this whole idea. So tomorrow I'll be back at the same time. Have a beautiful evening. And I appreciate all of you. Bye now.